everyone. I'm very sorry that today took a really long time. I haven't done an episode in a really long time. I'm really sorry about that. But today I'm doing an episode about a couple of special announcements and the artifacts of Minecraft Dungeons. There are a lot of artifacts. First things first, I would like to announce a special guest that's going to be on our podcast a lot. My brother, Casey.
Hi.
Now, he has a podcast too that he hasn't had added a lot of episodes on.
It's because I can't make any episodes. It doesn't work.
Okay.
So
but
I'm going to try to delete it and make a new one. Actually does work.
Anyway,
that's not
so first things first, we're gonna tell you about the things that we're recording on. So you're probably wondering if anyone wants to make a podcast, then all they have to do is go down Anchor. Anchor is actually the easiest way to make a podcast. It literally says it.
And we're doing it right now, and it's super duper easy.
Yes, and you can add background music. You can get like sponsorships. There's all sorts of cool things that you can do, and it's really cool. Second announcement. There's actually a few announcements. First announcement. A long time ago, we beat the game in default difficulty. The regular game, we defeated the Arch Illager.
Not like DLCs.
But we also defeated DLCs today. We have defeated DLCs today. And it was really exciting.
Just do the bonfires.
I don't know what my brother's doing, but
I'm looking at all the artifacts. I'm just looking up all the artifacts so I can see it.
So, while he's doing that, I'm going to tell you it was really exciting. At the end, you should get the end DLC. It's really cool. It's awesome. Anyways, now we can get all the artifacts left. There we go. There are a lot of them. Luckily.
No.
Okay, just.
You have to do a different one.
Yeah, do that one.
So the best 15?
No, we should just. There. Oh my gosh. Okay, so my brother's having a little.
So maybe you can just start telling the ones you know. I'll see if I can find one.
So there's a couple ones that I know. It's a lot.
Just say them.
Oh, what about that one?
Yeah, that one looks good. That one looks so cool. Oh, there's a few we haven't gotten. Okay, so you can say them. I think you know. Wait, I think we'll print that.
Wait a minute, look.
Oh yeah, it says.
So we're gonna start with the artifacts that are rated on F.
The satchel of snacks.
So there is the satchel of snacks, which when you press it, these are the F ones. We're just taking this off of a thing. It's not actually ours, but we're taking. What it says is that there are the satchel of snacks, which when you do it, it spawns these snacks. It spawns food items. It says that it's an F, but for me, I like that one. And then there's a power shaker, which I agree with, it is not useful. Just cancel. It is not useful. Here, take a screenshot of that and then print it. It's not very useful. Just cancel, yeah. Take a screenshot of that. Mm-hmm. It's not very useful, but a couple of you will like it. And then we're gonna go up to the E artifacts, which, gosh,
I am not okay with this guy. I'm gonna go get the printer started. Okay, this is gonna be a long episode.
Yeah.
Okay, there might be a lot of cups in this video. Hopefully there won't be as many cups as I think. Maybe even no cups, because I usually do not edit my videos. I know that sounds... Okay, crap. Okay, so we might have to do that again.
Look.
Huh, okay. No, never mind. Alright, so...
Let's just... Wait, I'm
trying to plant that again.
No, I'm just... Let's just look at it and see.
Alright. So, I'm not going to rank them now. I'm just going to say them.
But we don't know what that one is.
So, there's a couple artifacts on here that I have no idea what they are.
Low on ink.
Okay, go get it. Go get it. It might be... So, let's see. Okay. There's a lot of this stuff. Okay.
Okay, got it.
Artifact list.
Perfect.
Okay, wait. I think I see them.
Wait. No, I have them.
Artifacts, look. Alright, so I'm going to tell you the artifacts. So, I already told you about the Satchel Sacrament Power Shaker. There is the Harpoon Quiver, which lets you shoot harpoon arrows, which I think is pretty cool. The Eye of the Guardian is basically... Have you played regular Minecraft and the Guardian has like a laser beam that shoots out of his eye? It's cool. This would deal so much damage, though. Then there's the Fishing Rod, which I do not like at all. It's just... It's not good. I hate it so much. It just like stuns it and pulls it into your position. It's not very good. Then the Spin Blade, which Casey has.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. It's basically like a boomerang. And it's pretty darn cool. And it comes back to you. There's the Ice Wand, which drops frozen blocks on enemies, which stuns them, which my brother has also, and pretty cool. Next, the Boots of Swiftness are pretty darn good because they can get you somewhere fast, quickly. I don't think that made sense. But they can get you somewhere quickly, and it does not take that long. Except it's only for like 2 to 3 seconds, so it's not really fast. Then there's the Flaming Quiver, which gives you fire arrows, which is pretty cool. The Thundering Quiver gives you lightning arrows. And there's a Wonderful Wheat, which spawns a llama. Honestly, I think the llamas are underrated. Honestly, okay. The llamas are underrated because, honestly, like, what the heck? Okay, is the ghost book on here?
Oh, yeah, let me do this for you.
All right, so tell me if there's anything I missed, Casey.
Okay.
So,
the Wonderful Wheat. This item has a faint smell of an open field, baked bread, and freshly cut crops.
Llamas are underrated, in my opinion, because they spit. And it's really disgusting, but it's cool. I mean, it's not cool, but it, like, does a lot of damage. And then there's the Golem kit, which I really want to get. And it spawns an Iron Golem, which is really good. I've seen them do it, and I've seen people do it, and it is pretty good.
You want to do the Gong of Weakening next? I have
one. That one's on the top, but,
okay, which one are you on?
I am on the Buzzy Nest. The Buzzy Nest is... It spawns 3 bees that help you in battle, which I like, and I love bees, but they die after like 30 seconds, no matter what happens to them, so it's... Okay, there's an artifact on here that I don't know what it is. It's like these green, blue, and red grasses. I don't know what it does. Please tell me what it is. If you know what it is. And then there's a tasty bone.
Tasty bone is nice.
Okay. Oh wait, there it is. Wait, go up. Go up.
The enchanted grass.
Okay, it summons an enchanted sheep. That's what the weird grass is.
That's so weird.
Okay. So
okay, but do the tasty bone.
Tasty bone summons a wolf.
Uh huh. Let me. Wait till move. So you say the names and I'll read. And you say the names and I'll say the names.
So the tasty bone.
Mm-hmm. It summons just a...
And then the soul lantern, which...
What, by the way, once it dies, you have to wait like 30 seconds and then you can...
And then the,
Mm-hmm. Is that what you are on?
Dylan, wait, no.
Yeah. Soul lantern.
The soul lantern, which...
Summons a soul wizard.
It's like this.
It's like a pet.
It says plus one soul gathering.
Also plus one.
And it the can totem.
Be found, oh wait, and also by the way, the it can be found in Creepy Crypt, Cacti Canyon, Underhill, Soul Sand Valley, DLC.
Okay, and then
The tasty bone can be found in Creepwoods, Creepy Crypt.
I think that's Apocalypse difficulty. It can be found in Redstone Mines and the Dingy Jungle DLC. Okay, that's really cool. But that's okay, never mind. So we're just gonna tell you the Vexing Chant can be found in Echoing Void.
Broken Citadel.
The Broken Citadel only in Apocalypse. Maybe even Apocalypse Plus, and it summons 3 Guardian Vexes. Wow, that sounds really cool. Yeah. And then
what's next? Dylan, what's just
and then the Totem of a Generation, which
creates a healing aura which gradually helps players inside. It has a 30-second cooldown and it can be found in Soggy Swamp and Soggy Song and Soggy Cave, Fiery Forge, Dingy Jungle, the DLC, Basalt Deltas, the DLC.
Okay, actually, I think I know what to do now.
Dylan!
So can we just like scroll to the top and just read all of them? Just like go read down up. Like no like yeah, go down. So
the corrupted beacon.
Which gives you 1 plus soul gathering.
It summons a purple beam that deals damage to all mobs in its path. 2.5 seconds cooldown.
And then it says Pumpkin Passage, High Canyon, Redstone Mines, and Gale Sanctum DLC. The updraft tome
can be found in Howling Peaks and Wimpswept Peaks, the DLC. Send 6 mobs into the air and then releases them dealing fall damage.
Then the next one, the Harvester, which I really like.
It creates a giant explosion near the player, consuming souls and dealing heavy damage. Plus 1 soul gathering.
It can be found in Soggy Swamp, Redstone Mines, Apocalypse, Gale Sanctum DLC, and the Soul Sand Valley DLC. And then the Lightning Rod, which can be...
Which summons a bolt of lightning to attack an enemy at cost of swords. Plus one soul death.
Then
soggy swamp, soggy cave, frosted fjord, DLC, nether fortress DLC.
And then the scatter mines
can be found in Howling.
This colossal rampart DLC.
What's it called? Level.
Yeah. And it summons three mines which detonate
upon contact. Similar to redstone gold mines. It's called scatter.
The blast fungus
shoots three blast fungus, which automatically detonate.
Now Casey has a song because he loves blast fungus.
Blast fungus town.
Okay, you ready to sing it? Welcome down blast fungus town. It's really fun. and then the spin blade.
And it can be found in Flames of the Nether in the Warp Forwards DLC. Crimson Forest DLC. The spin blade, Flames of the Nether, Nether Wastes Adventure. DLC and Basalt Vultures DLC.
And then Ricochet. Wait, no, you didn't even read it.
Oh, yeah. Ricochets off mobs, damaging them and eventually returning to the player.
And then, Eye of the Guardian.
We already did.
No, it's this reason.
Fires a continuous laser beam at mobs, similar to the Corrupted Beacon and Corrupted Pumpkin, but doesn't use souls and can only stay activated for a limited time.
And it can be found in Cold Eyes DLC and the Abyssimon DLC. And then Spooky Fall, it can be the Corrupted Pumpkin, plus one Soul Gathering.
Special event item.
It basically is the exact same thing as the Corrupted Beacon.
There are some new ones that are probably not on here.
But it has the a couple of them. Okay, the Corrupted Seeds is in Jungle Awakened. There's a lot of stuff.
8 targets maximum.
Briefly entangled
mobs.
Poison entangled. And then applies poison. It can be found in Overgrown Temple DLC and the Panda Plus 2 DLC. The fishing rod applies stun.
You're not letting me do it.
Okay, it's not really good.
Squid Curse, Creepy Crypt, Soggy Swamp, Soggy Cave, Frosted Fjord DLC.
It's not good.
You always get it, by the way, usually. You always get it in Squid Curse.
Yeah. The Gong of Weakening, I haven't got it, but it looks really cool.
The Gong of Weakening, this gong reduces the amount of damage and health of the mobs around it. I don't know how much cooldown. Desert Temple, Abyssal Momium, and DLC. Desert Temple, Apocalypse, Adventure, Abyssal Momium.
Okay, so then the Ice Wand,
which I have, and Creeping...
It applies stun. It's like, it creates this like block of
like the ice lodges.
And the ice lodges, it creates this like huge block of ice above their heads and then just like slams down.
And it can be found in Frosted Fjord DLC, Lone Fortress DLC.
And then,
Love Medallion.
Which it can be found in
Archhaven, Hydra Calls, Underhalls, Panda Plateau DLC.
I think this is all an adventure. And then,
this is a big description. Turns up to three mobs near you into allies for 10 seconds, then kills them. Mobs that have been charmed by this artifact also gain a damage boost when turning on other mobs. The damage of the mobs is increased directly proportional to the item's power level.
Oh, okay, the next one, the Satchel of Elements, is one of my favorites.
In Howling Peaks. Mm-hmm. 7 targets maximum. It applies Burning, Frozen, or Strikes Lightning.
Gale Sanctum DLC can be found. Uh-huh. Which is actually what I got. The Shock Powder, which is good for the ninja.
Apply Stun. Desert Temple, Lower Temple, Obsidian Pinnacle, Lost Settlement DLC, Wolf Force DLC.
And then...
Quivers
the fireworks arrow
gives one firework arrow
explodes on impact.
30-second cooldown. It can be found in Squid Post
only once.
Redstone Mines, Hybok Halls, Underhalls,
Colossal Lamport, DSC. Flaming Quiver.
I don't really remember the Colossal Lamport.
That's the secret level.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called? Anyways, the Flaming Quiver
gives 7 burning arrows,
applies burning 30-second cooldown from Final Pumpkin Patches, Fiery Fortune, and Never Future CFC. Comet Quiver.
It doesn't show a picture.
No, it does. If you just go to the here. Look. Look. Look!
Oh, yeah, right there.
So,
gives 3 slow arrows, plus 1 slow down. Yeah. Increased knockback arrow pass through walls, cost 30 souls, 6-second cooldown. And it's very powerful for royal guards if they don't have the shield.
Yes.
The Creeper Woods, Desert Temple, Lower Temple, Lone Fortress DLC.
Thundering Quiver can be found in Flames of the Nether.
Gives 5 thundering arrows, electrified arrows,
30-second cooldown. That's a waste in Soul Sand Valley
DLC. And, in Adventure Soul Sand Valley DLC.
Harpoon Quiver found in Hidden Depths gives 3.
Hey!
Oh, yeah, never mind.
Gives 5 harpoon arrows, pierce through mobs. Arrows look underwater with 30 seconds. What?
Okay, never mind. I thought it turned off.
It was still going. Okay.
Yes.
Cool Wise DLC, I just reminded me of DLC.
And then the Void Quiver, which I got today.
I don't. Well, you traded one. You're gonna trade one.
It gives
5 touched air, void touched air.
It's like this is like poisonous void liquid thing. It's sick.
Air, void air, 25-second cooldown. Someone's here, Dylan.
Okay.
Maybe you can. Alright, I'll read this artifact while he's doing that. The Buzzy Nest. I know he would probably. Actually, no, I'm just not gonna do this one. You do the Enchanted Grass. It summons an enchanted sheep and it can be found in the Moo level. And then Apocalypse Radiant Ravine. No, you can do this one. Radiant because Radiant. I know you love it.
Buzzy Nest summons the bees. Soggy Cave, Lower Temple, Digital
DLC. A limited.
Colossal Lapper DLC and Nether Waste DLC.
It's also Colossal Rampart for the
Radiant Ravine. Which is the, what's it called again?
So I already did Enchanted Grass.
Wait, I think the Radiant Ravine, the Radiant Ravine is the, what's it called? Radiant Ravine is the, secret level for, Hidden Depths, that's what it is. Okay, and then, go up. This is the Golem Kit summons to Iron Golem.
It can be found in All Apocalypse. Oh, so it only can be from Apocalypse.
Compassionless Lost Sediment DLC. So that was a pretty tricky one.
And then the Soul Lizard,
Could be equipped Cathar Canyon under Hollow.
We already said that.
And Tasty Bone, we already told you. Vexing Chant, oh my gosh, it's very hard to get.
Broken Citadel, Apocalypse, maybe even Apocalypse Plus. And summons 3 Guardian Dragon Vexes.
That's hard. Okay. Summons a Llama, the Wonderful Reach.
Yeah,
Shaven, Cacti Canyon. Agility artifacts increase the speed attack of Lucola.
Say it.
Boots of Swiftness.
Apply Swiftness, 5-second cooldown. Creeper Woods, Creepy, and it can be found. Creepy Woods, Creepy Crypt, Desert Temple, Soul Sand Valley.
Death Camp Mushroom.
Greatly increases attack and movement speed. 30-second cooldown. It's the effect is called Mushroom Eye.
Yeah, it's funny.
And
Creeper Woods, High Block Hollows, once a priest DLC. Whooped Forest DLC. Ghost Cloak, which I like.
Gives player Ghost Room increasing speed difference for a short time, 6-second cooldown. Creepy Crypt, Lower Temple. Wait, no, sorry. Adventure.
None of the adventures are Creepy Crypt, Lower Temple, Obsidian Pinnacle, and the Apocalypse is all Winter Peaks, and Nether Fortress. So, quick, a couple two things to say. All of these can be found in the, used by the merchants. You can buy them with the merchants, which are very helpful. I mean, the merchants are very, very helpful. So we'll talk about them in another episode. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and also this, I'm just giving credit to the Minecraft Dungeons Wiki
which is on here. That's what we're looking at.
Wow. This okay, is this is 32%, so I can just unplug this.
Anyways.
This is a really long episode.
So say it.
The ghost cloak. Oh, wait, we already did that one.
Yeah.
The light feather activates rolling and triggers mobs to be pushed back and stuff.
3 seconds.
You can use that repeatedly.
Uh-huh.
The pumpkin pastures, Arch-Haven, High Black Halls, the defensive healing and
cooperative.
Cooperative. Okay, go that way. Make it so it's like, no, like, yeah, there. No, no, yeah, yes. Enchanter's Tome.
Howling Peaks. It found in Howling Peaks, Windsor Peaks DLC. Applies double damage, fast attack, or quick to nearby
It's basically the Enchanter book. The book that the Enchanter has. And then it can be found in Windswept Peak.
I already said that. DLC.
Adventure?
Uh-huh, Adventure.
Oh. And then the Ironhide Amulet.
Applies defense 25 second cooldown.
Fiery Forge, Lower Temple, Underhall's Dingy Jungle DLC. The Shadow Shifter, which Casey got today.
Is an Echoing Void.
The grants a shadow, against the user's settings, shadow form. Oh, crap.
Yeah, I can just go back.
And
it grants the user shadow form plus one soul gathering.
It's a
and
lot
wilds.
Of souls also. Anyways, click that. Oh, what the? Okay, never mind. And then the soul healer.
It heals the most injured nearby, including the user, at the cost of souls. Soggy Swamp, Soggy Cave, Fireford, Overgrown Temple DLC, Crimson Force DLC.
Okay, what's that? Okay, the Tome of Duplication.
What does it look like? It's Echoing Void.
Creates a copy of the
creates
last...
Creates a copy of the last consumable used by the player. 30 seconds.
So, like, if you drank a strength potion and then you used it, it will just create another...
If you use an arrow, maybe that would happen again or something? I don't know.
No, it's got consumable is...
Oh, yeah.
Something that you pick up, like TNT.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Then the Totem of a Generation
creates a healing aura, which gradually heals the player inside. 30-second cooldown, or heals the players inside. Sorry, I wrote it on.
Soggy...
And also, soggy swamp, it's soggy a lot too. Like, what's it called?
Radiant Chain?
Yeah, Radiant
And then Soggy Swamp, Soggy Cave, Fiery Forge, Dingy Jungle DSC, and Basalt Delta DSC. Totem of Shielding.
Totem of Shielding, wait. The Totem of Duplication.
We already did that.
Adventure and
Totem of Shielding.
Protects player and allies in range from projectiles. It does not, mobs can come in. It only protects you from projectiles. Cacti Cannon, Desert Temple, Underhall's Lone Fortress DLC, Crimson Force DLC.
And then, this one I haven't heard of.
Of Elixirs. So wait, say this.
Hidden Depths.
Wait, say this.
The Satchel of Elixirs.
Mm-hmm. Crafts two elixirs. Random potions that can benefit the player. 30 second cooldown.
That's pretty cool.
Cold Wise Radiant Ravine DLC.
And then the Satchel of Snacks. Oh, okay, that is from Hidden Depths.
Oh.
Okay, craft a random food item that can benefit
that can
the player.
Benefit the player 20 second cooldown. Build a monument DLC, Radiant Ravine DLC.
And then the Windhorn pushes
enemies away and slows them briefly.
And then Pumpkin Pastures, Arch-Haven, Cacti Canyon, Overgrown Temple DLC, Windsor Peaks DLC, and Nether Wife DLC. Power Shaker, Flames of the Nether. Applies
an effect similar to exploding. 8 second cooldown. Adventure, Nether Force DLC, Warp Force DLC.
Wait, but we didn't get it when we were in Adventure. Oh, that's weird.
Okay.
The unattainable artifacts? What? Okay. What does that mean? So never mind.
The Totem of Soul Protection. Plus one soul battle.
Gathering
creates a square area around the player, reviving and stopping players from suffering a fatal blow. 1 second cooldown.
Okay, so that's quick.
Unobtainable. And then
We don't need to.
These are just like fixes. Fix crest. Okay, never mind. Just close.
Mm-hmm. Alright! So that's, I think, it for this episode. It was a big episode. This is like the 36. So, goodbye. We'll see you soon.
It was 30 minutes and like 20 seconds, I guess.
Thank you for doing this.